It's MKFM this morning, joined by Dawn Barlow, Head of Operations at Bletchley Park. Dawn, how are you?
Fantastic, Michael. Thanks for having me.
Hello, it's lovely to speak to you. I'm sure most people across Milton Keynes are very familiar with Bletchley Park, but for anyone who maybe somehow isn't, tell us a little bit about Bletchley Park and the story behind it, first of all.
So Bletchley Park is the World War II home of the Codebreakers. That's what we're famous for. Although we have lots of visitors that come and live down the street and they say, oh, I never realized you were here. So they're always excited to discover us. But this is the home of code breaking, where they broke the German Enigma codes during World War II, from about 1938 until the end of the war, 1945.
Absolutely. And it's a fascinating day out, but it's also always changing. There's always new exhibitions as well. So if you have been, definitely go again. It's probably changed a lot since you were last there.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Since the trust took over the property back in the 90s, early 90s, the park has been evolving. And as we can afford to, we're a private charity, but we conserve and restore all of the buildings for their wartime use. And we just opened our largest exhibition to date after rehabilitating Block A, which is a large building in the middle of the site. And we opened a new exhibition called the Intelligence Factory back in the spring. So for those who haven't been in a while, please come back. There's plenty to see and do.
There you go. Now, end of this month, I know there's something pretty special that you've been working on. Tell us what you're planning.
So Saturday and Sunday, the 24th and 25th of September, we want everyone to put on their 1940s garb and join us for the return of our 1940s weekend. It is just a fun-filled blast from the past for all ages, and just come out and help us celebrate the greatest generation as we take you back to wartime Britain.
So 1940s weekend. I know this was kind of an iconic event at Bletchley Park, but you've not been able to do it for a couple of years, have you?
No, we haven't. So this is the return, and we're so excited to welcome the visitors back. Dressing up is not mandatory, but lots and lots of folks do, and it is so much fun. So we have live swing music on both days. We're joined by Swing Dance MK. So they come and they do dance demos and classes to teach people so they can join in the fun. We have historic reenactors and vintage shopping.
What,
so if you don't
what's
have
vintage
garb,
shopping?
Vintage. So we have stall holders that come in and they have vintage clothing.
I thought you were going to say you'd have to bring your ration book. No.
No. No. No, much more fun than that.
Oh, okay. I mean, it sounds absolutely incredible. So I'll be honest, I'm not sure if I've got any 1940s garb. What sort of things would I need to dress up?
Well, if you don't have any, you can certainly pick it up on the day. The last time we did, I think it was back in 2019, some of the staff joined me out there in the marquee and I treated some of them to hats. So we really got into it and had a great time.
Fantastic. So talk us through the itinerary for the 2 days. You said there's loads of music.
Yeah, so we have swing bands playing on both days. We've got folks like the Bluebird Bells, Bailey Dolls, Last Chance Ragtime Band, and Jeep Jump Jive. And they've taken an American World War II Jeep and they've converted it, and they have speakers in the back and they dance around the Jeep all day long. It is so much fun.
So it is trying to recreate what life would have been like living in the 1940s.
Yes, just with a really fun vibe, obviously not the war.
Yes, of course.
Yeah. Vibe. Yeah. But we're here to celebrate and all things World War II and the swing era and just have a really good time.
It sounds absolutely fab. So for anyone who wants to come down, do you need to get tickets in advance? How does it work?
So it doesn't cost anything extra. It's just general admission to the museum is all that's needed. If you already have an annual pass, you can use that for the event as well. And a local discount of 50% for those who live within a 10-mile radius of Bletchley Park. And kids under 12 are always free. So it's a great opportunity to get the family, come out, and have a fantastic day with us.
Absolutely. And many people listening to MKFM will be able to take advantage of that discount, which is huge, 50% off.
Yeah, we hope that will be an inspiration for folks to just, you know, get together and bring the families and come along.
Absolutely. The 1940s weekend back at Bletchley Park. We're delighted it's back, 24th and 25th of September. And how can people find out more, Dawn?
They can go to our website, So bletchleypark.org.uk. We've got more information there. Would like to just let folks know that we do have limited parking on site. There is additional parking at the Bletchley train station across the street, but I always tell folks to arrive early to avoid disappointment.
There you go. Top tip. Dawn, it's been an absolute pleasure speaking to you. Dawn is head of operations at Bletchley Park. And Dawn, best of luck for the 1940s weekend. I hope it goes well.
Thank you so much, Michael. I appreciate it.